I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. My colleague of many years, John Tamney, he has a new book. I highly recommend it. I've started reading it. It has a wonderful line in it. Central planning still doesn't work. It's a magical line. But in any event, we will speak of his new book at length another day. When Politicians Panicked, The New Coronavirus Expert Opinion and a Tragic Lapse of Reason. Here we are today, however, with another problem that is an old problem and a new problem at the same time. The crush of people, the demand of people who want to come into the United States without documentation, without a way of taking hold of their lives once they come into the United States, or if they do have a way of meeting with relatives, a way of demonstrating that they deserve to be here as opposed to people who are waiting in line for years to come into the United States with papers. We also have the tragedy of the undocumented, of the unaccompanied children at the border. John puts them together in an essay he's written for Forbes where he tells a very sad story. And when I read it, given that I've heard reporting from Central America, from Panama, from Colombia, people who yearn to come because they see the U.S. as their future. They see the U.S. as their children's future. And I celebrate that ambition. Good for them. My relatives came here once upon a time with the same vision. This image that John gives us at the International Bridge on Saturday, this is writing by Maria Abi Habib of the New York Times. At the International Bridge on Saturday, Dagoberto Pineta, a Honduran migrant, looked shocked as he discreetly wiped away tears and held his six-year-old son's hand. He did not cross into the United States. John, why was Mr. Pineta, Senor Pineta, why was he weeping, and what do we learn from it?
You know, it's hard to talk about, but he wasn't allowed in. He risked everything to get to the United States, because the United States is, as we discussed, it's where the world's poorest cure their poverty. If you've got kids, can you imagine what it's like being in Honduras, in Mexico, in Guatemala, these countries where opportunity is slim? He wanted something better, and he can't get in. The U.S. is where the jobs are, and that's why the vast majority of the world's poorest want to get here.
You write trenchantly that what we're seeing at the border is a market signal. Market signal. What does that mean, John?
It's very clearly a market signal. Let's go back from 2009 to 2014. More people crossed back into Mexico from the United States than came from Mexico to the United States. Why was that? Well, we remember well. That was a particularly lousy economic stretch for the United States. And so when the economy is weak, that is the ultimate repellent to immigrants. When the U.S. economy is booming, it is the ultimate magnet for immigrants. And so we know that they're not – sure, some probably are coming for nefarious reasons. Others are coming for other reasons. But the majority of the time, they're coming here because this is where the opportunity is. It's a market signal, a market phenomenon. Yet politicians keep trying to plan it as though it's something else with predictable results.
So the politicians, the Biden administration now, the Trump administration before, they are applying political solutions to what is in fact a market challenge, a market challenge. Their political solutions failed, John. Building the wall higher did not succeed. Allowing people in to apply for refuge because of their conditions is not succeeding. Allowing unaccompanied children in is not succeeding. In fact, it's a double tragedy because we don't know whether those children have relatives or not. We don't know if they've been trafficked by smugglers. We don't know anything. Telling people that they're welcome here, just not yet, is not working. The politicians keep coming up with these answers. I don't ask you what will work, John, because you'll say the marketplace. But is the marketplace responding to this surge, this great migration? Or is the marketplace being kept out of the equation?
Well, clearly the marketplace is being kept out of the equation, and evidence supporting this claim is all that you describe. It's a tragedy unfolding at the border. What do we always say as free market types? We say you take away markets and it ends in tears. And people are crying at the border right now because markets are not being allowed to work. Instead, politicians keep giving their plans for what is a market phenomenon. We know how this ends and how it always ends. And so, again, the lack of markets is resulting in what it always does, a tragedy and I think an embarrassment for the United States, regardless of one's view of immigration.
Big Pharma and the Trump administration. Remember now, the caveat here is central planning doesn't work. Big Pharma and the Trump administration came together in Operation Warp Speed. I've now had my shot, Moderna. That's a product of Moderna, the private company, taking risks and winning with a vaccine that is said to be highly effective. Is that central planning, John?
I think in a sense it is, because let's just ask the question. How many of these big pharma firms would have developed coronavirus vaccines if the government hadn't thrown billions of dollars at them? My guess is the number would have been quite low, and it would have been simply because, at least from what you read in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, two credible publications, the hospitalization rate, let alone the survival rate, the hospitalization rate for those infected is below 1%, and then the survival, the death rate from it is a fraction of that. And so why would you develop all these vaccines for something unless government would be paying you to do something that the market probably didn't require you to do?
Because we're in this midst of the government offering solutions to recover from the pandemic. First, they offered solutions to weather the pandemic by locking us up and depriving us of an economy that was roaring in February of 2020. Do you expect that the government solutions to recover from the pandemic, recover from the lockdown, do you expect those government solutions to be as disappointing as the government solutions to stay away? In other words, are we doomed, John, to a epoch after epoch of government solving things by slowing us down?
I think without question, I think we're seeing this right now. Does anyone think that without the government's involvement here that exponentially more Americans, if they had wanted to, would have already been vaccinated? How, if price signals had been allowed to work their magic right away, does anyone think that the numbers would be so low that you wouldn't, people like you wouldn't be getting calls, oh, we ran out of people to vaccinate today, so can you come by in 20 minutes? This is the typical result of government control. And let's ask the bigger question, though. What happens long term? What about the unseen? So big pharma companies used up all this human capital to create a vaccine. Well, so what didn't they create? Pancreatic cancer is a much more lethal killer. What advances didn't happen there? What advances didn't happen in the fight against heart disease so that some of the most talented drug makers in the world could focus on something that obviously they probably wouldn't have done absent government dollars? The trade-offs potentially over time promise to be much uglier than what we're seeing right now.
And yet, John, your new book makes it very clear. The next time there is said to be a catastrophe, we'll run to the king and ask to be saved, John. We'll do it. It's when politicians panic, that's the point. We ran to the king. We said, save us. What did he do? He central planned. It not only kept us indoors without ability to earn our livelihood, it also led us to spend money on things that maybe we don't. Well, let's put it this way. Spend lots and lots of money on solutions that were not required by the marketplace. When Politicians Panicked is the new book. I look forward to talking to John at length about it. When the new coronavirus expert opinions and a tragic lapse of reason. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.